The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All of these people who have dogs that are in the Best in Show are. And of course, there's that old thing about how they look like the owners end up looking like the dogs and the dogs end up looking like the owners. Yeah. So a Pekingese one, though, that's apparently a very big deal from East Berlin, Pennsylvania. And apparently they say he was unlike any of his predecessors.
Predecessors. Nice.
Gosh, reading is so hard. In general, but especially on Monday mornings. Go ahead, Chew.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Lots of stuff to get into this morning. Mondays, it's always tough. We got a lot of stuff. We had the Bucks winning this weekend. Series tied at the twos.
Bucks in six.
Are you on board? Can you get on the Bucks in six train?
No, my theory is they're going to try to win game five.
Yeah, and then they're going to try to win game six.
No, if they don't, then Kyrie and Harden will play in game six. If they win game five and it goes to a seven, then Kyrie and Harden will play in.
Does that constitute
seven.
A theory?
Yes, it does.
I don't think so. Also, I disagree with that.
So you don't think Harden's going to... If they're up against it going into game six,
you don't think
it's all hands on deck?
I'm not sure. Steve Nash was quoted yesterday and earlier this week as talking both about Kyrie Irving and James Harden that he didn't want to risk their long term. He said about this both of them. Like, so what if they lose this series?
What?
I was just trying to help my point there.
Yeah.
Didn't think you were going to follow up with what?
So you don't think either one of them are playing for the rest of the series?
I think if one of them comes back, it'll be Harden game seven. But again, it's not going seven because hashtag Bucks in six.
We had Craig Karmazin on the show on Friday, and he was talking about the biggest issue for him in game three, which the Bucks ended up winning, but we said it was an ugly win, right? We put it on the poll, a win's a win or no, still feeling yucky. And he talked about the assists in the game, right? And his biggest issue was that there were just 12 assists from the Bucks in game three. So that even though they won, he would like to see a little more ball movement. He would like to see a little less iso ball. You know how many assists they had yesterday in the winning over the...
12.
27. 27 assists yesterday. That was the first thing I looked at when I checked out the box score because, again, Craig had said ball movement, which we all know, but I like that he isolated that detail of you want to see if the Bucks are playing Bucks basketball? Check out the assist number. And 27 is obviously the best of this series. I think it was like 21 in game one, maybe, Ash? 14 in game two, 12 in game three. So that's an easy way to know if the Bucks are moving the ball efficiently is to check out the assist numbers. And it was very impressive in yesterday's win over the Nets. Plus, I called out PJ Mother Tucker in the... You okay? In our ones and twos earlier today. You can keep getting us your ones and twos, 800-990-3776. But he was just so pesky, man. He was so pesky that... Steve Nash, head coach of the Nets, called him out afterward. Go ahead, Ash.
You know, he's playing extremely physical and made it difficult. That's his role on their team. I mean, I thought it was borderline non-basketball physical at times, but that's the playoffs. You know, you have to adapt and adjust. Something definitely, in a sense, changed from the way the game was played in Brooklyn and here in Milwaukee.
So you don't think they're going to do anything to address PJ Tucker? You're insane.
You're saying this is more like when a guy gets hit by a pitch or a bat flip
like
in baseball.
Like retaliatory?
Yeah. I just, in a playoff series, man.
Of course. I was supposed to lay out Deion Sanders.
Did you?
In a game because Holmgren, he just drove Holmgren nuts because he would just put Dallas would put Deion on Robert Brooks, and you essentially couldn't throw to him. So the very first play of the game, Holmgren said, I want you to take him out. I don't care about the fine or anything. Take him out. And I missed.
Good job, Chew. But you saw what happened with Nikola Jokic this weekend. Nikola Jokic
can still set a hard screen.
Okay, but don't you run the risk of being ejected from the game? Don't you run the risk?
If you're Schlubby McSchlubster on the Nets and you're just
They need all the bodies they can get right now.
Yeah, but who is it? DeAndre Cousins. Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Cousins doesn't play.
He's in the Clippers.
Hey, DeMarcus. I want a hard screen set on PJ Tucker.
Yes, if he was on the Nets, I agree 100%. He is on the Clippers.
Okay, speaking of the Nets, did not see that sweep coming. Did not see them sweeping to find their way in the Western Conference Finals.
The Suns?
Did I say the Nets?
Yeah, yes. I know who you're talking about. Nobody else does. Here, I'll set the table for everyone.
I meant the Suns.
Jen's talking about the Phoenix Suns, who last night, completed a sweep of the Denver Nuggets and their fake MVP.
What?
Well, I have heard that theory.
Oh,
who was it supposed to go to?
That's fine. Who cares?
Who did you want it to go to? That's a great question.
Steph?
I would have given it to Steph. Although, again, they didn't make the playoffs, so that kind of works against me. But here, I was talking about this with a friend. I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, because this works for any sport. Can an MVP lose the way that Jokic lost in the playoffs? Like, can you get swept and look bad in the playoffs? Now, he didn't look bad, but their team looked bad. Can you get swept early in the playoffs and be considered an MVP?
Okay, I don't want to bring this too close to home, but hasn't that been a criticism of Giannis over 100%. The last 2 years?
That's what sparked this conversation. If you think about the MVPs in recent history, James Harden is the last MVP to go far-ish in the playoffs, but even then he flamed out and looked horrible in the Western Conference Finals in 2018.
Durant didn't win it with Golden State? Ashy?
He did not.
Really?
It went Giannis the last 2 years, James Harden before that.
Okay.
2017 was Russell Westbrook. That was another, fake-ish MVP because he got the triple doubles. And then before that, it was Steph winning back-to-back years, but they went to the finals both those years, and he played well. So, I don't know. This has maybe just been a trend in basketball that when you win the MVP, it doesn't necessarily mean you or your team is going
to
go far.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, it is what has started to invalidate that honor. It is what made people kind of roll their eyes when the winner is announced, because they don't think that it matches up with the best player in the league, the guy that has, because how do you measure success in the NBA? Playoff runs?
Yes. It's why the regular season doesn't matter and no one really cares.
So again, that's what I'm saying. I feel like, unfortunately, because of the performance of some of these guys, Giannis included, over the last few years, it starts to invalidate the award. People go, yeah, it's a nice regular season award, but who gives a rip? Because the goal is to make a deep playoff run to get to the championship and hoist the Larry O'Brien.
That's why Coach of the Year shouldn't be announced until after the playoffs, right? And they've already announced it, right? Granted, Thibodeau, he's the one that won it, right?
Yep.
This year, Coach of the Year.
Had a great year with whoever he had a great year with.
Exactly. Just say the Nets. Expert. The Nets, the Suns, the Knicks. Doesn't really matter, does it? It's not about the Bucks. Anyway, we put it on the poll earlier because we've been talking about the comments by Mark Murphy. Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? Because a lot of people read the headline that said Mark Murphy calls Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella and rolled their eyes and immediately took to Twitter and started hammering away criticisms and saying, oh my God, Murphy, why don't you just know when to shut the bleep up? But the article and the comments were very different than the headline. The article and the comments were that he was referencing Ted Thompson. Now, you can take issue with him referencing Ted Thompson. Why doesn't it matter? Tell me.
Because it's still out there, right? It would have been better off if it wasn't out there. And part of me believes that, look, is Murphy a gunga head? And what I mean by a gunga head, he's a very intelligent person. My one brother, nuclear engineer, valedictorian of his college, very intelligent, but incredibly stupid. Okay? Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's talking to a crowd and be like,
can you give me another example other than your brother who I've never met and Mark Murphy of a gunga head? Like, who's a famous gunga head?
The people that thought Marquette Gold was a good nickname for Marquette. Okay. I mean, how do you come up? Go down to the local pub and ask Norm Shlomo and what the nickname of
what
the Marquette
are you going
instead
to?
Of Marquette Gold, because they're all intellectuals. You ever
is this,
see
like, a, is this like an intellectual smarts versus common sense smarts?
Yes.
Like street smarts versus book smarts?
There you go.
So you're saying Mark Murphy might be a book smart guy, but not a street smart guy.
Correct.
And that a street smart guy would never go in front of an open mic and say that your future Hall of Fame quarterback is a gunga head.
A week after he says, let's just not talk about anything,
right? A week after he says it's better if both sides keep their mouths
right?
shut.
Right?
This is why I keep going back to that quote that he said, because even if he's quoting Ted Thompson, even if he's asked about something that, hey, what would Ted Thompson do? I feel like there's got to be a better way to do it. Knowing that you've said this in the past of, we just want to not air publicly with all this. Isn't there a better way to do it? If say, like, well, you know, I wish Ted was around to answer that question for you. I don't know how he would have handled it. Or you know, maybe he should have done something with Brett. Mentioning Rodgers was a lose-lose situation
for
Murphy.
Well, if you put it on the poll, Ashton, what would it be if you said, is complicated a positive or a negative?
I would
think 95%
negative.
Of the people would say it's a negative. Right?
Can it be viewed as a positive? Can you think of any examples, you or Jen, can you think of any examples where calling something complicated can be viewed as a positive?
But again, this goes back to, like, let's have a little self-awareness here. Is Rodgers complicated?
Sure.
Yes,
Absolutely he is.
He's complicated. I can give you a long list of other things he could have said that would have been way, way worse than complicated. Most of them he can't say on the radio. But the point is, he said he's a complicated fella, and he was attributing it to Ted Thompson. He wasn't saying, you know, I've given this a lot of thought, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a complicated fella.
Yeah, he was we drive by stuff all the time. We drive it by. I'm like, Jen, should I say this on the air? I mean, it's kind of
you
a little
just
out
say
there.
It
and you're like, no, I wouldn't do that.
Well, first
what
of all,
did
you
go into
lying.
This, into
you never,
this?
Ever run things by me.
You always say stuff on the air.
This is Radio Jen.
Jerry's trying to do theater of the mind, but he's not doing anyone else's mind.
You gotta give me a signal. You gotta tap on your shoulder or tug on your left ear when you want me to play along.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I mean, wouldn't you? Hey, should I bring this up? Should I not? To whoever is in charge of the PR now, I might want to steer clear.
Yeah, maybe
away
just.
From that.
But do you think that they have a PR firm or
you know
a PR
what they
company?
Should have.
They
do in house, right? With all the problems.
Yeah,
they have.
Jason Wallers, right? I believe is their head of media communications.
Okay, are they running this stuff by Jason Wallers?
Do you
are
think
they asking Jason? And also, let's
Mark
talk about
Murphy
the hierarchy again.
Yeah.
This goes back to the hierarchy of does the PR department answer to Mark Murphy? So let me ask you a question. If your boss comes to you and says, hey, I really need some advice on how to handle this, and you go, let me tell you, the way you've been doing it stinks. I would change your approach 100%. Well, great. You're fired.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Does he have yes men all around him?
Five iron, huh?
Yeah.
You're fired.
It depends on the context of like your relationship with that person. Like there's already it's a bad relationship between Rodgers and Goody and Rodgers and Murphy. Clearly.
Remind me to ask Jason that tomorrow if they have a PR person. Right? Public relations companies at these, when there's a disaster.
Crisis management.
Crisis management.
Yeah, absolutely. We should get a crisis management person on the show, Ashton. What do you think? Should we book a crisis management person to say how, if they had been hired by the Green Bay Packers, they would advise them to navigate this situation?
I'm on it.
All right. Fantastic. It is us against the clock today. We are working hard to beat the clock. So far, it is 3-1, us versus the clock. And you know what? It's about to be 4-1 because Carefree Boat Club is here to help you create lasting memories of fun in the water for the whole family. Now, I was out of town this weekend. As you guys know, I went out to New York. But if I had been back in Wisconsin, you better believe I would have been out on the water using our Carefree Boat membership. Why? Because they make it so easy for you to have a day out on the water. They have locations in Lake Geneva, Milwaukee, and Chicago, and 100 other locations around the country, which means that while I was in New York, probably could have popped over to a Carefree Boat Club there, given them my name, asked for a boat, and they would have handed me the keys. Here's how easy it is. Carefree Boat Club provides the boat. They put it in the water. They fill it up with gas. They make sure you're ready to go. And when you're done tooling around out on Lake Michigan or out on Lake Geneva, they take the boat right back. It is as easy as can be. All you have to do is sign up for a time slot online. Carefree Boat Club makes getting on the water affordable and fun. If you want to know the phone number, here it is. 262-42-BOATS. 262-42-BOATS. Don't not have an answer to the question, what are we doing this weekend, Mom and Dad? You can say, we're going out on the boat. Go to carefreeboats.com for more information or to sign up now.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What? Time out here.
What's up?
You can't have two teams. You get one team.
Yeah, I thought you could have one
of
each league.
First of all, I can do whatever I want.
Whoa.
Second of all.
Yeah, Chewy.
Wow, I just got served.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Should Mark Murphy just stop talking? Put it on the poll, Ash. Should Mark Murphy just stop talking? Because it does seem like every time he steps in front of a microphone, and maybe this is just a product of the circumstances, maybe it doesn't matter what Mark Murphy says, it is going to be read as negative. It is going to be interpreted as him crushing Aaron Rodgers or not doing everything he can to bring him back. I mean, unless he goes the Matt LaFleur route, which, by the way, we criticized Matt LaFleur for saying we want him back in the worst way, right? We're like Goldilocks over here, man. This bed is too hard. This bed is too soft. This one is just right. We haven't found the just right bed yet. Should Mark Murphy just stop talking?
Everyone should.
Except for Rodgers.
Although LaFleur kind of softened his stance a little bit this last OTA. Not as gushy over him. It's kind of moved on to Jordan Love.
Did that strengthen your argument that this is done, the ship has sailed?
I'd go the opposite. Maybe he feels like he doesn't have to grovel anymore because he thinks he's coming back. Would that make sense, Chew? Or would you disagree with that? If the coach isn't going out there groveling and saying, oh, well, you know, we really want him back in the worst way and everything LaFleur's, is everything.
He's probably sick of it, you know. He just wants to coach.
He probably would like football. To coach Rodgers.
No, though. Of course he'd like to coach Rodgers.
Just saying.
I don't know. Why do you think? Why would you go the other way with it? Why wouldn't you be like, well, I think he's moving in the direction that he's resigned, that it's going to be Jordan Love, and he needs to focus all attention there. And I would say out of the three, LaFleur, Goody, and LaFleur, he has the least amount of influence. Right?
The least amount of influence over whether or not Rodgers comes back. I would argue he has the most influence over whether or not Rodgers comes back because they reportedly have a great relationship.
I know, but you think they're listening to him? They're like, this isn't about football really on the field.
Oh, I agree with that 1,000,000%. This isn't about football on the field. I think everybody, if they had to put a tally in the column, if they had to put a tally in the column, that's a personal victory for Jen right there. If they had to put a tally in the column, it would be that they want Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback under center this year.
Yeah.
This year. The sticking point is beyond this year. Because Rodgers wants to be the quarterback beyond this year, and they're just not sure.
God, I don't even want to think about publicly, that yet.
No, I know. That's very on a Monday, that feels like unnecessary. Feels unnecessary to think about that. We put it on the poll, 800-990-3776. Is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? And should Mark Murphy just stop talking? Lots of folks weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Unnamed in the 608 saying, yes, he should. The silent treatment always seems to work. I'm not sure if that's sarcasm or not. So the silent treatment doesn't work too well in my personal arguments. It just seems to escalate the drama.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you said in the first hour of the show, Jen, about Aaron Rodgers not talking. And this kind of goes to what the texter just said about the silent treatment always seems to work, and we're not sure if it's sarcastic or not. Aaron Rodgers being silent, it's him winning. You mentioned this with Dario talking about Matt Harvey. Like, the minute he starts talking, I feel like Rodgers starts to lose.
Unless part of the strategy, huh?
The only thing he could say, and Chewy said this last week, the only thing he could say is, okay, it's good, I'm ready to play football, let's go win a championship. If he says anything else aside from that, because I'm sure he'll say that anyways when he returns, it's like, okay, well, that's
a loop. Yeah, but that's not his MO, and I think a lot of people are hanging on that, that he's just going to show up and be like, okay, let's just let bygones be bygones and move on. Because
I've seen from Aaron Rodgers that would indicate that that's a direction he is willing to go.
But would you agree that some fans are holding on to that?
Sure, yeah. But again, you cling to the last knot on the rope, man, right? You don't want to fall in. Garrett in New Berlin weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. That number, of course, 800-990-3776 if you want to weigh in. He says, saying Rodgers is complicated seems like a way to soften the disdain some have for Aaron. It's not a positive. It's also a soft negative. But we've also said that it's true. Again, I think it is. I know we put it on the poll. 86% of people at last check also said Aaron Rodgers is complicated. You know? It'd be like, it's like my boss, there was an article on me a few years ago in the Chicago Tribune, humble brag, and it was my boss is saying, Jen is intense. You know, you can look at intense and be like, ah,
Intense is better than complicated.
Hard to argue.
Intense is true, though, right? I'm intense.
Yeah.
Right? And while I didn't love reading, my boss saying, yeah, exactly.
What words could have been used instead? It would have made you feel better. I'm actually curious. Instead of intense.
I don't know. But
hardworking?
Again, I'm self-aware enough to know that I am intense. Right?
Yeah.
And we have all these conversations when it comes to women, especially existing in like male dominated spaces where women often get like burdened with the she's difficult, right? Difficult. Well, what does that mean? She's assertive, you know, aggressive. That's another one that sometimes gets thrown out there for women. Oh, she's aggressive. Well, is she aggressive or is she assertive? Right? Like you said, is she a go-getter? Is that what you don't like about her? That she has goals and that she's trying to achieve those goals? You know, is it the way she goes about her business? So yeah, like that's an example of my boss calling me intense. It's kind of a good thing. No, I'm saying it's kind of a good thing, but it's kind of a bad thing, right? Like, do you want to be described as intense? Not necessarily.
I would put that in the positive column, though.
But didn't you say that you would also, well, you wouldn't, but some people put complicated in the positive column. You'd rather be complicated than simple, right?
Yes.
Don't we agree that all people are complicated on some level, or most people are complicated on some level?
No. Like, I don't ever see Ashton being complicated.
I guess we need to figure out what the definition of complicated
Ashton,
is.
Ashton, I don't think you would like complicated.
Bring it back down to basis.
Would you or
basics?
No?
I think it's a basic human element to be complicated. I am complicated, yeah.
But I can also see you, if you walked into a group of people where you didn't know 10 of them, I could see you as being reserved.
Yep.
Am I right or wrong?
Even if I knew one of them. If I knew all of them, I'm still reserved, yeah.
You would be reserved?
I'm mostly reserved unless I get going in the combo.
Yeah, this is why I have been saying
now,
all morning.
Now, Jen would be intense.
Difficult, even.
I didn't say difficult.
Complicated, some might say.
Yeah, if you called me complicated, would I be like, oh my gosh, that's the worst thing I've ever heard? No, I'd be like, yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah, but you're not someone that goes into a group and just looks for fights. Because I know people like that, too. I mean, verbal fights, right? Are you like that?
No.
I'm just asking, don't get intense with me.
Don't look at me, man.
Don't get intense with me.
I'm the one being difficult.
Yeah.
Jason Willey said something on Sunday Karma. I'm going to play the audio here in a second. He was asked kind of about the connotation, what we're talking about here, the connotation of being difficult versus complicated. Here's what Jason Willey had to say on Sunday Karma.
Folks that don't want to try and use context clues and think about things at a greater level can just say, well, complicated is not a bad thing. I'd rather be complicated than simple. But the connotation there is he's difficult. There's no doubt about that. You can't possibly be an intelligent human being and try to argue that he's not implying that he's that Rogers is difficult.
I would argue that you cannot be an intelligent human being and not agree that Rogers is difficult.
Yes. But Brett was difficult.
Again,
I'm
most,
sure Bart
I would
was
argue
difficult.
Most quarterbacks yes. in the NFL are. That's what I'm saying here. Like, again, what's bothering me about this whole situation is everybody seems to have picked their side, and it doesn't matter what is said, you're defending what benefits your side. Like, this is a nothing burger, guys. This is a nothing burger. He said, Ted Thompson referred to him as this. And because we don't know the context, and because we don't know the question that was asked, and because the headline was very misleading and did not give the full context, people globbed onto it. People grabbed it and said, why in the world would Mark Murphy say Aaron Rodgers is a complicated fella?
But it doesn't really matter to anyone else except Aaron. How did Aaron interpret that, right? And I'm just saying from the standpoint, it's better to have not have said it than to said it at all. I'm just looking at tag words through this whole thing, you know? And I always go back to foreseeable, you know? And you could throw complicated in there. If you're trying to get a guy back and trying to do whatever it takes to get him back, I don't know. Their choice of words are sometimes questionable at times, right?
Questionable? Wow, questionable, huh?
Yeah.
Questionable?
Another word.
You're gonna talk about questionable?
Yeah.
Questionable, huh? Wow.
This situation just intensified. Things are intense right now.
Things are very intense. Things are getting more intense by the moment because you said questionable. And I got a real problem with the word questionable. Wait, wasn't the situation questionable? Didn't they hand it questionably? Yeah, they did, but still.
She's getting intense.
I'm getting scared.
I am too.
I'm putting it on the poll.
What are you putting on the poll? Should we be scared?
No, I'm actually curious. You've said it like two or three times, this is a nothing burger, and I disagree vehemently, and I'm curious if fans are going to agree with you or disagree that it's a nothing burger. And I keep saying it's nothing burger, though, is because of what Murphy said himself about publicly. I get that he's quoting Ted Thompson. It just still seems stupid.
Let's get the listeners, and especially the loyal listeners who have listened to this show for almost a year now, to give some adjectives describing us. Jen, me, and Ashy.
Where's Gabe when I need him?
We can do Gabe, too. He's not here. Even better.
You want to do that? You want people to give adjectives that describe us?
And
listen, there needs to be an honesty about interpreting them. There needs to be an honesty about consuming them. If somebody says something that we know to be true about ourselves that we just don't want to admit openly, hey, man, this is the time. It's like my boss writing in that article, Jen is intense. Diana Rossini and I talk about this all the time when people describe your work ethic, right? Do you want people to describe you as hardworking or talented? No, I'm curious. Which do you want to be described as? Would you rather be described as hardworking or talented?
Talented.
Hardworking.
I don't know. Because talented's like, all right, you really don't have to do a lot of work. You're just good at it.
That's why I would rather be known as hardworking.
So it's interesting because you'll see people described in our industry a certain way. And sometimes hardworking feels a little like, they're not that talented, but they are a grinder and they will put in the work and they will be on the clock, you know, sun up to sundown, first in, first out, last out type of thing. Whereas talented is like, wow, that person is really talented.
What if your former boss, instead of using the word intense, said exhausting?
That's good.
Mean. That's not good. Yeah,
it's not good.
You said it was good.
But that wouldn't be good.
No. Although that could be a compliment.
But are those two things synonyms?
Are they, Ashy?
No.
Are they similar?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How?
Most people that are intense can be exhausting.
Giant head nod.
I'm not agreeing with you in this situation. Are you kidding me? I'm in a good spot here. Gabe's not here to help me.
You got 2 inches of glass right there. I got nothing.
The door opens. The door opens in here, so
all right, let's ask our friends and listeners this. Is this a nothing burger? I've said it's a nothing burger. Don't take the cheese. Don't step in the bear trap. Don't sit here and think, wow, fuel on the fire, kerosene on the fire. Mark Murphy's just making this worse. But we're going to put it on the poll.
800-990-3776.
I know. We just lost against the clock, didn't we? We'll be right back after this.
Have you ever been close to tragedy? Close to folks you have. Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No. Well,
reaction on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776. We have several polls out there in the field. I say that this complicated fella situation is a nothing burger. Do you agree? Go ahead and weigh in on that on our Twitter account. That's at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter. We also asked, is Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella? ? Go ahead and weigh in on that. And would it be better if Mark Murphy just stopped talking? Both things can be true, by the way. Aaron Rodgers can be a complicated fella, which was validated by Mark Murphy summoning Ted Thompson, RIP, and it would be better if he just stopped talking. My argument is this is a nothing burger because the headline was Mark Murphy calls Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella, when the context of the comment was certainly a little bit more elaborate. And if he is a complicated fella, why not go ahead and say it? Brett in Eau Claire weighing in saying, I haven't listened in a year, but Jen is a firecracker, Ashton is cautious, and Chewy is unfiltered. We were asking for adjectives to describe us on the show. Unnamed in the 262 saying, 2 points. I've learned in negotiations, whoever speaks first loses. Secondly, Green Bay set themselves up to lose by allowing Aaron the power over the coach. Now Aaron wants more power over Goody and Murphy. Mike the bug guy. Thank you, Mike. We'll go ahead and put you in the system. Happy to have you on the show. Kevin in Sheboygan weighing in very quickly, too, because I think you're going to like this. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Big Jen. What's she ever done? Keeps saying it's a nothing burger because it fits her narrative. Honesty? Sure, we love honesty. The honest answer is that MM has to know better than to call 12 complicated if he really wants him back. The honest answer is, while we all know he's complicated, if you want the guy back, you cannot say it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I wanted to ask you guys, let's say everything was copacetic in Green Bay, everything was fine, and he still said that Aaron's complicated. And I've seen coaches, because of things they've said in the media about certain players, even when everything's fine, have to go up and explain themselves. I still think he would have to explain himself if none of this drama in the offseason went on. Murphy would have to go up and say, Aaron, what I meant by complicated is just like you're intelligent and your mind works a lot of different ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how you could explain it. But you could also
be
like,
to your boss when your boss called you intense in the Tribune, did you go up to him and say, well, what did you mean?
No, because I recognize that my personality is intense.
Okay.
It's just always interesting to hear how your personality is interpreted by other people. So, no, again, would I have preferred other words? Yeah, probably, right? Talented would be
hard
a nice
worker.
One. Hardworking, talented.
Yes.
But he chose to go with intense. Jen is intense. You know, now, again, is it a feather in my cap? I guess so. You know, I know that my intensity has led to my success in some spaces.
Sure.
We got Reggie and Sheboygan weighing in, 800-990-3776. Reggie, good morning. Where do you stand?
Good morning. I stand with all of you guys. I love listening to the show. First off, I think that, you know, Aaron can be arrogant. He can be very difficult, but I think all the great ones are. Don't care what sport. If you don't think you can win, what are you doing on the field? Mark Murphy, I think, has been nothing but trouble for the last 2 years. Something is in his crock that he doesn't care for. And I think it's an ego thing for him as well.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, when he says that, you know, we should keep it out of the media, well, the only one doing the talking is him. So I say, you know, if you can't get along, he's the guy that's got to go. You know, and I don't say I want somebody to lose their job, but the bottom line is we all got to get along. Otherwise, it isn't going to work. I don't care how good they are.
Reggie, very, very good points. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. Call back anytime. Gabe in the He's Not Here says, it's not a nothing burger. Is being called a complicated fella offensive? Of course not. Is it also a euphemism for pain in the ass? Probably. Is it fair to call Aaron Rodgers a complicated pain in the ass? Sure. What is Gabe playing Brett
is
Favre
this
morning?
Gabe?
Is he allowed to text in? Like I love Gabe, but is he allowed to text in right now?
Well, no. Let me just finish so that I can finish making the point from Gabe in the He's Not Here area code. It is also galactically stupid to say this publicly while less than a week ago writing in his column unprompted that the less said about this thing publicly, the better for both sides. Yes, Gabe channeling Brett Favre as he asks questions and answers them.
Yes, he does.
Do I think Gabe shouldn't have a say in the show this morning since he's not here? Yes.
I think Murphy is, back to what Reggie said, extremely talented when it comes to making money for this organization because he's taken it to another level that Bob Harlan did. But I just think he's not Bob Harlan when it comes to dealing with these type of things, you know? And some people aren't. You got vomit mouth.
But Reggie brings up a really interesting point when he talks about ego. Your ego will make you do strange things, especially in conflict. And I feel like Murphy's ego is telling him, if you say things delicately, if you say things, because again, I remember the nuance of the statement in the Murphy Takes Five, where he didn't say Aaron Rodgers has divided the fan base. He said the situation with Aaron Rodgers has divided the fan base. This is like when your kid's having a meltdown and you don't say you're crazy.
Yeah.
You say you're acting crazy, right? The nuance of that.
Yes.
So I feel like Murphy thinks that he's tiptoeing around, but also getting his message out there because his ego says you got to say something. You can't just let Aaron Rodgers dictate the narrative here. You speak for the franchise. You speak for Brian Gutekunst. You speak for Matt LaFleur. You got to say something, but let's make it calculated. Aaron Rodgers isn't the only one who can calculate his message. I can be strategic, too.
The chess match should be done, though, shouldn't it be? Shouldn't it be over? Like, all right, I fired a shot at you. Now I'm firing one back at you. Because now we would think that it's Aaron's turn, right, in this game of ping pong. I don't get it. And like I said, with this shareholders meeting, which I know Ron, or the GM, would speak from time to time and answer five or six questions, I can't see them making Goody available.
But right? I also think of the art of war, and when you are in a standoff with somebody, do you ever find yourself saying things just to elicit a reaction? Aaron Rodgers has been very good over the last 6 weeks about not having a reaction. Yes, he did the Kenny Mayne thing, and that's what we've taken some of his perspective from. But do you ever in an argument just go, yeah, and your mother is a pain in the ass, just so that the other person goes back and goes,
oh, yeah.
What'd you say about my mother? Yeah. You know, I wonder if that is part of this strategy as well. You're just kind of lobbing grenades to see if you can get any response.
You think they're just waiting for a deadline to spur action? Because I'm all about being proactive. Like, they should be meeting right now, you know? Like I said, they should be meeting right now. Like, we either iron this thing out or you're gone. And Aaron, if you are gone and you can't come back to this team, I'm just telling you right now, we are not trading you until next March or April. Right? Doesn't it have to flip to like, okay, we've kissed your butt. Now we need to start talking from the heart here, right? And putting it to them.
Look, it's very obvious to me that there are frustrations on both sides, and it does feel like the Packers side is bubbling over just a little bit. They're not being able to control the frustrations or keep the frustrations in. It's starting to percolate, and it's starting to show up in things like this where he references Ted Thompson's opinion of Aaron Rodgers just to have an answer to something. Randy and Franklin, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning.
Good morning. I think what he was referenced to is fine, but I would call him out on just being a prima donna. Quit your pouting and trying to run the team and let the people who run the team run the team. Drafting a Jordan Love and stuff, hey, you gotta protect yourself. And Aaron Rodgers, he had a chance in the playoff game. He could have run on third down instead of trying to pass in between two defenders. He had an open line towards the end zone. Even if he didn't make it, fourth and two would have been probably a chance to go for a touchdown. Yeah, I just call him a prima donna like he is.
So when do you think... Yeah, thanks, Randy. When do you think... Well, yeah, we want to beat the clock, sorry.
See? I told you.
We lost again. That's
on
Ashton.
No, we didn't. We're still at 45.
Okay, we're
good. Look, we got
I can't get what I'm going to say in 45 seconds.
You know what? Go ahead and write down what you want to say so that when we come back from break,
you
can go ahead. I'm just saying so you don't forget.
She made a good point. I mean, she's right.
Shut up, Ashton.
Okay, I think I strategically conveyed that message.
Hey, I already forgot it.
I know you did. Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha for all of your construction needs. Mike and Michelle operate this family-owned company, Professional Construction Inc., and they believe in building relationships and giving back to the community. PCI is also growing and hiring experienced carpenters. If that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you can find more information on their website. It's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. You know, I've talked glowingly about how good they are at their jobs, but they're also really good people. So yeah, it is possible to do both. If you have needs in remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home, the PCI team is here for you. I'm going to give you that website one more time. It's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Heck, there's two more times. Professional Construction Inc. is a proud supporter of the Children's Heart Foundation. The car, now you've got an ice rink either in your garage or in your driveway.
If your hose is making that sound, Jen, like
call the doctor.
I was going to say plumber, but yes, the doctor.
Consult your doctor.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
It doesn't matter how bad your weekend was, and I'm guessing most of you had a pretty good weekend, but it doesn't matter how bad it was. It was not as bad as Michael Packard, who was swallowed by a whale. Jonah was swallowed by a whale, by a whale, by a whale.
That's the
Jonah
wrong song.
Jonah was swallowed. That's the song.
That's Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round. Or Row the Boat. It's not that.
No, yeah, that's how it goes.
Wait, say it again?
It's to the tune of London Bridge. So how do you sing London Bridge?
What's London Bridge?
London Bridge is falling down.
I thought it was Wheels on the Bus Go Up and Down. Oh, wait. I think I'm
what was the name of that cartoon? That was a great cartoon.
What cartoon?
With the bus.
The Magic School Bus?
Jerome Bettis?
Maybe it is. Yeah, the Magic School Bus.
The Jerome Bettis. No, the magic school bus. The lady with the frizzy hair, Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle.
What happened? He got out?
Yeah, he lived to tell about it. How else would we know?
How do you get swallowed by a whale? How now, do you find yourself in that position?
All right. Did you believe the Jonah and the whale story in the Old Testament?
What are we
before
doing?
We heard this?
What are we doing here?
Like, I never believed it. Like, come on.
Did you believe the loaves and the fishes? Whale. Did you believe how Jesus was able
yes.
to multiply them?
Okay. But there are some things I'm like, really? So now I'm a believer.
So
again.
Now, okay, so Michael made you believe in Jonah, is what you're saying.
Yes.
You were skeptical about Jonah
now,
until
yes.
Michael came forward and
yes.
said, I was swallowed by a whale. The crazy part about it is, guys, the way he survived, he shook the head of the whale until he spit him out.
This sounds fake. What did I send you the other day and you said it was fake?
This?
Well, maybe it was.
It was this.
It was?
I'm pretty. You're the one that sent this story to our group chat.
It's just because it was in Massachusetts. If it was in New Jersey, I would have never sent it.
You're telling me that the location is what sold you
yes.
on the story, not the absurdity.
Yes. I'm like, what's happening
the
in my home state?
The guy survived being eaten by a whale.
Allegedly.
You think it's fake?
I mean.
No, his buddy pulled him out of the water.
Well, he wasn't eaten.
Jen, here's the question.
Like, well, okay, that's a great question.
He wasn't
How
eaten.
Does, okay, that's a great question. When are you eaten and when are you not
when
eaten?
When it leaves the mouth. When you're in the belly, okay, then you're eaten, right?
What is it when it's just
like
in
if
your
you
mouth?
Just put something in your mouth and you don't like the taste of it
it's
and
tasted.
You spit it out. You didn't eat it.
You just tasted it.
Yeah.
So this guy's story goes back to our issue yeah. with the headlines. We had an issue yeah. earlier with the headline of Mark Murphy calls Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella. Because he was technically commenting on what Ted Thompson had said, RIP. This headline says, Massachusetts lobster diver survives being swallowed by a whale. Well, he was swallowed, so there you go.
Is there any proof?
No, you're not swallowed until you're in the belly. If you put something
question.
In your mouth, you didn't swallow it yet.
It's a good point. I agree.
So, look, I'm with you on that. He just tasted the diver.
Yes. Now, in the Bible, did Jonah go all the way into the belly?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
Ashton said, where's your proof? What do you think? He's punching a ticket? You
no,
get
but
in
like,
there
wait,
and you get a
no
ticket?
There's no video evidence. There's no pictures. It's just a tale. What year is this?
Yeah,
I
saw the Blue Grotto in Italy, and I don't have any pictures of that, but I saw it.
I
went into
you.
It.
I don't believe you.
What, the Trevi Fountain?
No, that wasn't working when we were there, actually.
In the year of our Lord, 2021... There absolutely needs to be physical proof for me to believe something.
Oh, come on.
That
You're not
has
that
to be.
Cynical.
Has
yeah.
to be.
You're not that cynical. You're not that much of a skeptic. You don't need pictures for
You don't
everything.
Know my life. First of all.
I'm pretty sure we do. It involves unicorns and dragons.
I can't confirm the first one, but
okay.
I can't deny the second one.
Josh from Heartland weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Ashton, until you go to a concert, you can't be a member of the Song Police.
Whatever, Josh.
That is, good. I kind of want to side with Josh there.
Whatever.
Like, you got to go to a concert before you can start commenting on songs. And then unnamed in the 317 saying, we're really going to let him get away with wheels on the bus go up and down.
Up and down? You said that?
Oh, yeah. I screwed it up real
that
bad.
Sounds like me.
I messed it up really bad. I need to get it back in the worst way.
The wheels on the bus go back and forth, back and forth.
All right,
forth.
Do you want me to prove to you that my memory is good because I remember what I was going to talk about?
Yes!
All right, and we're probably not going to get to the meat of this issue.
Don't preamble, just talk.
When is it time to pivot on this thing? On the Rodgers thing? When
have
do you
they,
pivot?
Have
when
they already
do you pivot
pivoted?
From, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, to like, all right, Aaron, we're not trading you. You're going to sit out until
I
eternity.
I would make the argument they've already pivoted. I would make the argument that Mark Murphy's comments indicate to me that he's mentally checked out.
You think so? So now it's hard love?
Tough love.
That too. I like hard love.
Oh, that's way too much personal information from you, Chew. Hey, we beat the clock last segment. I just want to put... No, we didn't beat the clock.
No, we
the
didn't.
Clock beat us.
The clock
so what's
us.
The score?
So the score is... Drum roll, please.
I didn't have that ready, so...
Can you do a drum
can't
roll?
Can't you do
Chewy?
A count
can't, you guys can't do a drum roll? Do a drum roll.
You just did it for us.
I know, but I kind of wanted everyone to join in.
It's Monday.
Why didn't everyone join in?
That sounds like
in?
A lot of work.
I don't block. All right, I'll do the drum roll. Ready?
Christmas vacation?
That's exactly what
You going to give it to us or what?
I don't know what the hell you're doing.
That's exactly what
how many times did we beat the clock?
Christmas vacation.
Jen's
the score
counting.
Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-2 in favor of Jen, Gabe, and Chu.
There you go.
It's only downhill from here, right?
Yeah.
No, we can keep this momentum rolling.
I mean, and even if we don't get this next one in 2 minutes.
Yeah, wasn't there another?
Just
there
like the Bucks.
There were two biblical stories, though, over the weekend. The one with the cicadas.
That's because you think that cicadas are locusts.
They are. They're the same thing. Look, I played at TCU in a night game back in 1988. And we were attacked by cicadas?
Attacked.
By lotus. Lotuses? Lotus. Locuses. I love Mondays. And I was tackled, and I had to have crushed. This is how many of them were on the field. I probably crushed 30 of them. It was so disgusting.
So who won that fight then? Feels like you.
The game or the cicadas?
The cicada
we
fight.
We lost both.
You lost?
Yeah.
To the cicadas?
No, to TCU.
The reason that comes up is because Ashton sent us an article about chefs who are using cicadas in some of their meals.
By the way, some clarification. Thank you to our guy, Josh DiMaggio. Locusts are more grasshoppers than they are cicadas.
Yeah, we knew that locusts
right.
were not
all
cicadas.
Right. Can't say
have
we
you
don't
ever
know
eaten
anything.
A chocolate-covered grasshopper?
I have.
They're not bad.
No, they're not bad. In fact, it is in Seattle at the ballpark where they serve grasshoppers as a snack.
What?
Yeah. And they're just crunchy. They're not unlike nuts.
I think we should bring some in for Chew.
We're going to get them from the Seattle ballpark?
I don't
ballpark?
Like chocolate. I'll just eat the cicadas.
You're order some grasshoppers
online? Yep. He wasn't listening to me talking, so we are going to bring in him in a cicada instead of a grasshopper.
Is it alive or dead?
It's got to be alive.
Well, then I want points.
Fine, I'll give you points. How is that going to do?
It's the most arbitrary thing ever. I want points. Cool, you can have all the points in the world as we watch you eat a cicada. Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Wisconsin. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.